We are doing Seder HaKabbalah, the Meiri, and the Meiri had been explaining why we have this Masechet, what is the idea behind Masechet Avot. Now the Meiri continues and says, "V'lo bav Masechta zu Gemara, lo b'chibur Avinu v'Ravashi Bavli." We don't have any Babylonian Talmud on this tractate. We don't have any Gemara on this in the Babylonian Talmud. Notice, he attributes the Babylonian Talmud to whom? Ravina and Ravashi. There are Gemaras that seem to attribute the Talmud to Ravashi and his academy. In the Rishonim, we suddenly find it attributed to Ravina and Ravashi. There's also Gemara in Bava Metzia that seems to indicate Ravina and Ravashi are the last generation, but Ravina was like a student to Ravashi. We find Ravina referring to Ravashi as a Rebbe and asking him his questions. So he says, notice, you're reading a Rishon, so you got to notice this, right? He says, in the compilation of Ravina and Ravashi in the Bavli, we find no compilation on this tractate of Avos. V'lo b'chibur Rabbi Yochanan b'Talmud Yerushalmi, nor in the compilation of Rabbi Yochanan, who compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. And that we know Rabbi Yochanan compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. V'lo b'chibur Rav Chiya v'Rav Oshaya u'Bar Kafra b'Braita v'Tosefta, nor in the works of Rav Chiya, Rav Oshaya, and Bar Kafra in their Braisos and Tosefta. We don't have any work on this tractate. For some reason, this tractate is left an orphan.
Which tractate?
Pirkei Avos. Ella, the only thing we do have, Sheba Alea Braita Gdola leRabbi Natan. We have some kind of Braisa attributed to Rabbi Nosson of Babylon. Now, who is this Rabbi Nosson? The Talmud tells us in Baba Metzia, Rabbi v'Rabbi Nosson Sof Mishnah. Rabbi and Rabbi Nosson are the end of the Mishnah. Them two. Rabbi in Jerusalem, Rabbi Nosson in Babylon. Rabbi records that once Rabbi Nosson said to him, you know, the way you set up the Mishnah, you went with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So Rabbi said, no, my Mishnah is worded a little differently than you thought. I'm not really going with his opinion. And then Rabbi says, I regretted it. I didn't answer him right. You know, Rabbi Nosson questioned the way I set up the Mishnah, and I was quick to answer him, but really I shouldn't have answered him so quickly. That's a Gemara in Baba Basra. It was in Daf Yomi, just recently, 5 days ago or something. So, at any rate, this is Rabbi Nosson of Babylon, Rabbi Nosson of Bavli. And the only work we have on Avos from...
He made some comment. He made something funny.
Right, he said... I don't remember the wording. So... The Gemara says, the Meiri says, the only thing we do have from Tanaic and Amoraic period is the Braisa, the work that Rabbi Nosson composed, Kar'uha, they called it, he doesn't tell us who named it, they called it, someday, we don't know who that is, Avos de Rabbi Nosson. The Avos of Rabbi Nosson, which we have, it's printed in the back of the Gemara, in the back of the Pirkei Avos in the Gemara, you have Avos de Rabbi Nosson. וכן מה שנמצא בתוכה בקצת ספרים מן הברייתא בפרקו של רבי מאיר ובפרק ה' כמו שכתבנו. And we also have some braisas, as we mentioned, that the sixth chapter, what people call the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos, is really a braisa of Rabbi Meir that was added to Pirkei Avos, the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos. And the last few mishnayot in the fifth chapter, ben Bagbag Omer, Hafochba Vafochba, ben Heyei Omer, those few Mishnayot at the very end, they're also Braisa. They're not from the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, really. So he's giving us some background. Now, and also, this tractate isn't like any other tractate. Other tractates focus on a specific point, on a specific topic. This tractate, what topics it's focusing on? You know, it's talking to the judges, it's talking to the laymen, it's talking about justice, it's talking about kindness. But rather, it's a gathering of thoughts. It's a gathering of Mishnayot. But what is the theme? The theme of Pirkei Avos, the idea that the tractate teaches us, is how to have whole traits, how to have elevated traits, the way we've explained earlier. And anything else you find in Pirkei Avos, sometimes it's like a tangent off of what we said. So the Mishnah will quote you one thing, and as an offshoot, it'll mention something else, even though not everything in Pirkei Avos is exactly about how to be a good person. It tells you have a lot of students. that's how you'll be a good person. No, not everything is about being a good person, but it all revolves around that. And really everything revolves around this one topic. לא בכללי המסכתה ולא בפרטי ענייני הפרקיה, אלא שנבאר פרטי המשנה אחת לאחת. And because of that, you can't take segments of tractate Avos and explain them. Because really each line is its own thought. So we have to explain it, we have to explain the details of each Mishnah one by one, because really each sentence is its own thought. ונכלול בכל אחד מהם ביאור העניין שהיא באה להעיר עליו. And we'll include in each Mishnah what is the concept that the Mishnah is coming to explain. And where we'll pick up tomorrow is where the Meiri says, and before we start explaining, we have to explain why is it that this tractate begins with our tradition, and then the Meiri goes into what is our tradition really, how do we have the oral law. So now we've basically finished his introduction to Avos, which we figured we'll just read so we have a whole thing, we'll learn the whole work. But really, what we really want to hear is where we'll start tomorrow about our tradition.
What was the name of the rabbi who's attributed to the Braisa?